Part 20, Chapter 10. A much more serious crisis awaited him in Scotland, one that threatened to wreck all his plans. Pilots on the ground talked the aeroplane down through the dark, swirling mists of autumn. The Scots had begun to rebuild Castle Rock in Edinburgh, cleaning up and trying to restore the ancient buildings that 2,000 years before had been the seat of Scottish nationalism, and that was now being called its original Gaelic word, Dunedin, the hill fort of Eden. Johnny landed in a park below the rock, just in front of the ruins of the ancient National Gallery of Scotland. Swarms of people had been there to meet him, and Gillies had been hard-pressed to clear space in the throng for the plane to land. Unfortunately, the drone pictures of the compound fight had come in on the Cornwall mine site recorders, and they had been rushed by mine passenger plane to Scotland long before Johnny's arrival. The Scots were making good use of the vast amounts of transport taken from the cyclos, and flatbeds were being used as buses now that trainee machine operators were back home. Bitty's mother and family were there, and Johnny gave over the corpse to them to dress and prepare for a funeral. Pipers were wailing a lament, drums beating its slow and doleful cadence. Women in the crowd were openly crying, and men were beating their fists together as they dwelt on what they conceived to be the necessity of war. It was nearly dark. An honor guard of kilted Highlanders approached, and its officer courteously told Johnny he was there to escort him through the crowds to a meeting of the chiefs. They had not yet restored the Parliament House on the rock. The chiefs, brought hastily in from the hills, were meeting in the nearby open park before the ruined Royal Scottish Academy. To the mournful cry of pipes, Johnny walked toward the space. It was lit with a towering bonfire in its center. The flames' glow was flickering over the buckles and swords of clan chiefs and their retainers. It was an assembly with only one single-minded purpose: war. Belatedly, Robert the Fox, just in from Africa, rushed to Johnny's side. They were already on the outskirts of the assembly, the honor guard opening the way, heading for some raised stone slabs that served as a rostrum. Clan Chief Fergus was coming forward in courtesy to escort him to this rostrum.
"Do you want war?"
said Robert the Fox into Johnny's ear.
"I think not. It would ruin all your plans."
"No, no,"
said Johnny.
"That is the last thing we want. Without it, we have a chance."
"Then why didn't you change your clothes before this meeting? You might have known it would take place."
Johnny had not thought about his clothes. He glanced down. The buckskin shoulder was dark red from the bleeding of the superficial wound at the side of his neck, long since staunched by coagulation. The entire front of his shirt and his trousers down to the knee were saturated with Bitty's blood.